Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on LiveParanormal.com and History FM. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
To PCN's Paranormal Helpline on LiveParanormal.com.
Well, hello everyone out there. Hello, it's 8 p.m. on this lovely Sunday evening, the 22nd of December, and I am your host for the Paranormal Helpline, Thomas Durant, Tommy D, as some of you know me as. And basically what I've decided to do, talking with Rob, who runs Live Paranormal here, wanted to do a helpline for those of you out there who are seeking some sort of answers, whether it be on spiritual matters or looking to find out a little bit more about some of the activity that may be happening in your own home or things that may be happening to clients if you are a paranormal investigator. So this is a forum. This is a spot where people can come, share their ideas, talk, ask questions, and hopefully get the answers they need. Now, a little bit about me. My name is Tom. I work in television as a day job. I've been producing and editing for several years now, but I've been involved in the paranormal community since the year 2000 and actively doing cases and working with some really great, amazing people to do both the technical side of investigating as well as dealing more with the spiritual side of things and doing house cleansings or what have you. So this show is definitely geared towards everybody out there who just, like I said, has any questions they want answered. So feel free to call in at any time. You can call the number 619-639-4606. That number again, 619-639-4606. And yeah, just happy to chat with you. If you want to share your experiences too, that's what this is all about. You know, we're all sharing. There's a lot of shows out there, and they're great. They like to share evidence. They like to share what their investigative techniques are. But I think there's more to it than that. And, you know, I'm happy to be here and to get people involved who, if I don't know the answer, get somebody else who definitely has it in order to spread more information through this great community. We've seen a lot of changes happen in this community over several years and several decades that some of us have been involved in it. So it's nice that people are still getting interested, but we want people to be safe out there. My goal primarily is to make sure people are spiritually safe. A lot of the clients that come to me are actually paranormal investigators who go out and they pick up something, pick up a ghost that follows them home and, you know, have a little trouble at their own house and don't quite know what to do with it because all they knew is they were going in to report audio or try to make contact with something. They didn't expect the contact to follow them home. And so that's my goal, is to try to help people that are not just paranormal investigators or to give information to paranormal investigators to help their clients, but as much to try to help people that maybe you're having spiritual awakening. Maybe this is something new to you where you've started to see things or hear things that you didn't believe even existed originally. So call in, ask questions. This is what it's all about. I'm very excited. Rob has asked me to do this show for several years. I used to co-host and co-produce a show called Altered States Paranormal Internet Radio. We used to interview a lot of amazing guests and had a fun time doing that, but I felt that it was probably better suited to try to take things into a more personal level with people. We get emails from all over the world from our website, www.paranormalconsultationnetwork.org, and people call in and write in and they say, hey, I have something going on and I really want to know what it is. So maybe you're hearing knocks at your front door, you open it and there's no one there and you're not quite sure if something might have come in your house or not. Or maybe you're out on an investigation, you hear your name and then you come home several days later, you hear that same voice say your name again and it happens later and it happens later and you realize, well, maybe something followed me. these are all things that we run into in this field. People forget that this field, although it's been around for centuries, I mean, really since the beginning of humanity's ability to write things down, we've talked about ghosts and the supernatural and the deities around us. But it's all in the text, how we can work with these things, how we can deal with them. It's also in our personal faith and our own telema, our own willpower. And I think just helping people to come into power with that and to start with that, it's just, it's a great thing. So I'm here to guide you guys as best I can, or to at least get other people to guide you. I do run a series of spiritual protection classes I offer here in Southern California for anyone who's interested. We might try to start streaming some of these at some point, as a means to share information with people, but I think it's something that anyone who's new to the field definitely want to consider, or at least chat with us about it, because we have a lot of information to offer. The people through the PCN website are great people. They're all very dedicated to helping others who have paranormal issues, and they're hoping to spread that information, spread their helping. I mean, we have psychics, we have mediums who want to be involved. We have paranormal investigators who are involved. We have ministers who are involved. All of us looking to do the same thing, just to help people around. So call in, please, with any questions. Otherwise, it's just going to be me talking for an hour, and nobody wants to hear that. Number again is 619-639-4606. The number again, 619-639-4606. Now, what I'll start talking about, I guess, is a lot of people have been coming to us on the PCN site wanting to know about their empathic abilities, meaning they're in a place, maybe they go into the mall, and they feel overwhelmed. There's this flood of emotions. They're not even sure what quite is going on. So what happens? They kind of shut down. They feel panicked. They need to get out. One of the things I always tell people is when you're empathic, you're naturally going to pick up on all of these vibrations around you. Maybe it's just one person at work who has just a bad vibe to them. Maybe it's walking into those crowded situations and you're trying to figure out how to delineate what's yours, what's somebody else's. The best thing I can tell you is always first make sure you're looking within. Make sure you know that, okay, why do I feel this stress? Why do I feel overwhelmed? Why do I feel chaos? And if it's not you, you have to find some sort of mental blockade that helps you to put it aside, to cast it out, so to speak, of your mindset. My favorite method is using visualization techniques. Sounds really simple. For those of you, I don't care what your faith is, visualization is perfect, because all you're doing is enacting your own willpower, your own energy, to try to make something happen. So when I go into those situations where I know there's going to be a lot of people, I get a little social anxiety too, because I am a little empathic. I do feel people's, what I call juju, their energy. So my big thing is putting myself inside of an iron box. I like to picture myself in front of the, or inside the iron box, because iron historically has been known to banish a lot of entities, or to be a barrier between certain entities as well as ourselves. And that goes back to the elves, the djinn, I mean, all these different types of beings. These things have been used to deter them. The iron especially has been used to deter them. So putting myself inside the iron box is my way of staying safe, and it does help to dampen some of that chaotic energy coming at me. Other people, I call it fluffy, people who want to do something a little bit more light, who tend to get claustrophobic, you know, maybe it's putting yourself inside of a visualization of the sun, pretending you are within the sun. Why? Because the sun can burn off anything. It's such a powerful force. It gives life to our world. Oh, and my God, I have a caller. This is amazing. All right, everybody, this is the first ever for the debut of the show. We have a caller. I'm going to see if I can get this person on here. Okay, you're live with us.
Hello.
Hi.
I was listening to you on Live Paranormal.
And I'm so happy you are. Hanging. This is great. No, I appreciate it. You know, otherwise, like I said, it's just me talking for an hour, and that's a terrible thing for people.
Yeah.
So what's your name?
Amelia.
Nice to meet you, Amelia. I'm Tommy. What's going on in your world?
Oh, nothing much. Just getting ready for Christmas and spending time with family.
Absolutely. I'm surprised people are even listening to the show, because I would figure on the 22nd, everybody's trying to do last-minute shopping.
Well, we already have done with my Christmas shopping already, so...
I love it. You're ahead of the times. How was it hitting the malls this year? It seems like it just gets busier and busier.
I just hate going to the malls at this time of the year, so I do all my Christmas at Walmart. Dollar General, Fred's, the cheapest place I can find.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure the Walmart's actually easier. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably a much better thing. So, obviously, from your accent, you're from the South, and you guys, are you part of a paranormal team down there?
I'm not. Well, I had joined a group, but we haven't went on no investigation yet, so they took a break. Now I'm just waiting on the word from the one that found it that we're going to go back to investigation. So just waiting on her to tell me when.
So you still have that excitement and all that anticipation of going out there and catching some EVP and all that?
Well, this be when they start back with the first case, that'll be my first time actually going.
Great. Well, congratulations. Welcome to the field.
Thanks, man. Well, with me, pretty much I have paranormal happenings with all my life. Actually seeing and feeling when they're around and even hearing them.
Mm-hmm. So you've got three of the clairs, what we call clairvoyance, which is the sight, clairsentience, the knowing, and clairaudience, which is the hearing. So you probably come from a line of people in your family that have the same abilities, is my guess.
And also can feel how they passed away, too.
Mm-hmm. One of the first things I notice is that usually people with these abilities, that's the first mode of communication with these spirits that are stuck here, is to say, this is how I passed, just so you know. It's the most traumatic thing. They get it out right at the beginning.
Yeah, at night, I still refuse to go to my next-door neighbors at night.
Uh-oh.
I refuse to at night.
Is it really bad activity over there, or is it just you just get an uneasy feeling from them?
Well, they have this one particular spirit, or whatever you want to call them, because I know people have different saying on that, but I like to call them the spirits. This one particular spirit, back then, which I don't like what we had did to African Americans, but he's a African American, his people came from Africa, and he got killed by his own race. And he saw white people did it.
Oh, my goodness.
So I tried to avoid him as much as possible.
Well, angry spirits are never fun spirits to be around, for sure. And sometimes the hard part is, like, even if you want to try to talk to a lot of spirits, if they're in such a confused or angry state, they're not really willing to talk to much, are they?
So only if they're outside at night, just like doing bonfire stuff, then I will go over there at night.
Well, at least it's not coming into your home, right?
No. He stays over there in the backyard.
No, that's good. I mean, the biggest thing for me is making sure, you know, your own home's safe. So that's good that he's kind of keeping his distance.
Which I'm thankful for it, and then there's a little, I don't know how people, I have saw this little black little girl at my grandmother was wearing the clothes from back then, and she looked like she was really confused and scared. Looked like the white person looked like he was mad at her. She looked like she was scared of him.
Did you get a feeling from her as to how she passed?
I just saw her expression on her face. She was a full body apparition.
Oh, wow. Wow. So your sight's pretty strong then. You see them.
Yeah, I see them.
Well, it's a very powerful gift. It can be frightening, too. I understand that, but, I mean, that's a very good gift.
Yeah, even though I'm still here this past March, and I finally started to get control over this, and they still scare me a little bit sometimes.
Well, I would say it's healthy to have a little bit of fear. It is the unknown, after all, and there's a lot of different beliefs out there, and I'm not sure what your particular faith or belief system is. But I'd always say going with – what is that?
Baptist in Church
Baptist,
of Christ.
Of course, from the South, right?
I was raised in both Baptist and Church of Christ.
Okay. I mean, and realistically, in the dogma of the religion, these ghosts or spirits aren't supposed to be here, and it's a debate that's raged on as to whether or not they're demons or whether people are making them up. But, I mean, honestly, in my 13 years of doing this, I totally believe that these are people that are either stuck here or have come back or just are lost around.
I see them in daytime, at night. They even woke me up, and my cats woke me up one night and saw one, and I wasn't asleep.
No, wow.
No, I saw it.
Well, I mean, I'm glad you came and shared this story. We have another caller. Is it okay if I can jump off and talk to whoever else just called in? I'm excited.
Yeah.
This is great. Well, thank you so much for sharing your stories. Will you call back again? Will you listen in and call back again?
Yeah, I'll call back in.
I love this. Great. Thank you so much. And thank you for being brave enough to share and be the first caller. I know normally these shows aren't this interactive, so thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I feel very blessed you called.
Yeah, I will finish listening on the phone while I'm still outside before I go in.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll talk to you in a bit.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye. Now, I think I'm going to switch over to the next caller. And here we go. You're calling in to Paranormal Helpline. How's it going?
Hi, Tom. It's Karen.
Well, this is – oh, my God. This is a pleasure. This is Karen Runtowski, everybody. And if you don't realize it, she's famous.
No, maybe just to you and me. but I have a question for you because, you know, I call you for everything anyway, so this is even perfect because now the information gets out there for everyone. But
well,
when you
–
it is good, and pardon me for skipping the hi, how are yous, but I think this is a really interesting question, especially for most of the ghost hunters out there. When you talk about, we've had conversations, when you talk about elementals and fairies and different things, they all seem to be on a different, is it a different energy level, or is it an easy answer to tell us what the difference is with those?
Well, the best way I can say it is there's two ways to identify, and through all of my years of doing this and all my reading and research into different belief systems, what I rely on first is the historical information that backs up how the haunting is happening or how the activity is occurring, what activity is occurring. And then the second thing I go off of, which usually in the end ends up being more right than the first, is my intuition. And the best way to describe it is if you're – like on a radio, you're changing to different FM stations, you're hitting different frequencies. Well, I believe that these things all exist on slightly different frequencies. And maybe they can cross over into our world and whatnot, and certain people can feel them, but they all have a different vibe to them. That's the best way to describe it for me. It's just the vibe. But if you're looking at the activity, you know, when you've got certain things like the fae or the fairies that we were talking about, well, they're extremely mischievous. They can be downright nasty, but a lot of times you can see little glitter effects, what I would say is little twinkly lights, sometimes a sound of what sounds like children laughing, but it's very distorted and strange. A lot of things going missing, especially shiny objects, like stuff like that. I look for these little cues as well as trying to figure out how my body is reacting to the energy, and that kind of tells me where the vibration is. I don't know if that's a good answer or not, Karen.
No, actually, that was a good answer. But now here's a weird question. So when you say they get mischievous, they can cause dangerous stuff?
Yeah, potentially dangerous. Rashes on people. We had a case where we had the person experiencing what we called Elfenblau, which is elf arrows or elf blow. It's one of the things that these fae will do where it feels like pinpricks all over the body. It's very uncomfortable. There's also the bites, physical biting that can happen on the person. We actually had one of our investigators, who you know, Karen, he experienced the bite mark once we were trying to imprison one of these things during a banishing ritual, or not a banishing ritual, a particular type of ritual. We were trying to bind this thing to an object, and essentially it did not want to go willingly, so it bit one of our investigators. And maybe he'll call in tonight and share that story. But, yeah, it can become physically violent. They're pretty strong, but a lot of these things, the Fae and certain types of other entities, will work more on the mental manipulation level because it's a lot easier to affect our brain chemistry and our electronic synapses than it necessarily is to create a physical manifestation to harm us.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Are they and pardon me, just shut me off if you have other callers. Would you say they have an intellectual level of a human, or smarter, or lesser, or, they sound like children. They sound like nasty children.
It depends on the entity. If you're talking about the Fae, a lot of us who have studied them in any depth whatsoever understand them to be highly intelligent, probably more so than humans. I know Barry Fitzgerald, who's a friend of mine, has been doing a lot of research with the Fae. He's discovered that they are extremely intelligent, like way beyond our comprehension levels in a lot of ways. And I don't know how exactly he tests this, but having run into them, it does seem like they're always five or six steps ahead of you. So I noticed that with certain entities that are of a higher intelligence levels, like the Jinn or certain types of Judeo-Christian demons, and even a Hindu demon known as Rakshasa. So I have run into it where it feels like, oh, man, I'm just treading water here, and this thing's way ahead of me. Definitely with the elementals in terms of the Fae, the fairy folk, yes. There are other types of elementals like the, they call them salamanders, but fire elementals, draids, sylphs, undines. These things I equate them more with like deer or pigs. So they're intelligent and they're interactive, but they're not necessarily communicating in the way that we would, if that makes sense.
Oh, okay. Yeah, definitely. That sounds interesting. So Tinkerbell is not so nice all the time.
Well, some people will argue with me. It depends on the belief system. You know, I like to leave it open because everybody has their own beliefs. My personal thing is, if I have to offer something up to an entity in order to gain its respect or to, be able to tap into its energy, I feel really unsafe about that. Whereas, certain deities you can just ask and you feel that divine love or that divine protection, or even the angelic entities from the Judeo-Christian or Abraham faiths, you feel that divine love without having to offer something up in return. So that's where I draw the line. And a lot of there's a lot of neo-pagan Wiccans who will say that they work with the fairy magic, and that's fine. That's their belief system. I'm not going to knock it, but I will say that, again, you have to do offerings in those things, and I feel anytime you have to do that, well, you're kind of possibly dealing with something that may not have your highest highest regard in its sights. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Being that you know how kind of nutty I am, sometimes in my heart...
You're no nuttier than the rest of us. Come on. I go chase demons down for a living. What do you expect?
Sometimes I see a little blue light in my apartment, and it pulls Courage's tail, my dog's tail. Would that be in that realm? But it's not a scary thing, and it doesn't seem like a bad thing, and he told the animal communicator he likes it. So, I mean, he doesn't like it pulling his tail, but he's not afraid of it. It's definitely lighter. Would that sort of fall in that category?
That could. It could also fall into spirit, human spirit, where it's blue being the manifestation color for communication relating to the throat chakra. I find that when spirits manifest in blue, they're trying to communicate, they're trying to talk. So it could be a human, but knowing kind of what's around your house, haven't been at your place before, I definitely think it's possible that it is an elemental, probably a sylph, more than likely air elemental. Based upon the color and the feeling I get just sitting here, which, everybody listen, I trust my intuition. I've been doing this long enough where I got to trust my intuition. I usually end up backing it up in the end, but sometimes I got to just go off the gut feeling. So right now that's my gut feeling, Karen, is that's what's happening. And it would make sense that Courage, your dog, is okay with it because the animals, you know, they're both animals. They're obviously, it's a playful thing. Courage is, although he's the man of the house, he still gets playful every so often. So I feel that's a big part of it.
But. Yeah, and he has gotten sick from negative things, so I know it's positive. So, oh, that's great. Oh, thanks, Tom. That's terrific. As always,
yeah, I mean, that's, you already know, too. It's like if your animal is reacting in a way in which it's getting sick or it's growling or, you know, any of that stuff, you know that that's bad.
Right.
Most animals have that built into them where they can just be like, oh, okay, I know this isn't good, so I'm going to react negatively toward it. Or they won't go into that one room of the house or whatever. But Courage, I mean, he's got running your house. I mean, honestly,
yeah.
He got more running your house than he must did.
Yeah. He's the boss. That's the boss.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's great, Tom.
Well, I don't have another call right now, so just real brief, how is Christmas, or how's your holiday been? Sorry, I have to say holiday. I don't want to exclude anyone. How has holiday been thus far for you?
Oh, it's been very good. We're on, we're at my parents' right now. In fact, it was funny because Courage has come down with a little flu. But other than that, everything's been great. We're going to Pennsylvania for New Year's. And,
oh, excellent.
Yeah, it's all been really good. In fact, here in the Berkshires, I'm trying to get, when I come home, sometimes we do some fun haunted stuff. We went to Houghton Mansion and stuff like that. So, just trying to see what I can get going out here while I'm here, but it's 60 degrees.
Oh, wow. That's actually really warm considering what I thought it would be.
Yeah, and all the snow is gone. So so it's pretty
lucky.
Good. It's, yes, I know, very lucky. And all everybody else is stuck in Chicago with the flights and everything. But, yeah, it's all good. But, yeah, just trying to hope we don't have to take Courage to the vet tonight. But he should be good.
Well, we'll do a Reiki circle for him over here. And anyone out there who's a Reiki practitioner, if you want to send good juju or good energy or even people want to send prayers to Courage to help him get better, I'm going to put that out there for everyone because we'll do it for sure.
Yeah, thanks. I would love that. And everybody probably knows him. So
yeah.
So how is your holiday season going?
Holiday has been great. I'm actually off my day job now, so that's good. I have almost 2 weeks off from the television world, so I'm very happy about that and been able to spend some good time with my lovely wife, Jen, who is moderating the chat with my name right now. So please say hello to her. So, yeah, she's helped me out. I can't multitask. Like, you've seen this with me, Karen. I have a heck of a time trying to do two things at once. I can barely drink and do the radio show at the same time. And I don't mean alcohol. I mean drinking coffee. But you know what I mean? Like, so she's in charge of that because basically otherwise it would be a bunch of nonsensical rambling on air as well as in the chat room.
Oh, I know. She's the best. But you know what, too? I have a bazillion questions I could ask you. So if you, and I think it's most of the, you know, just like I said, let me know when you get somebody else calling in, but I think a lot of ghost hunters, we all kind of have the same questions.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's what the show's for. Well, let me, just before we get to this, let me say I got to take a station break. But before
sure.
I do, I'm going to say call in everyone out there. If you want to call in, ask a question, or share your experiences, please do. The number is 619-639-4606. The number again, 619-639-4606. Karen, am I waiting until they have a commercial break, and then I'll come back?
Okay, sure.
Great. All right, we're going to do a quick commercial break and be right back.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Well, everyone, you are listening to the Paranormal Helpline on liveparanormal.com, and with me is Karen Rontowski, who is one of our dear friends and an amazing comedian. Karen, I'm going to have to plug you here. I hope you are okay with that.
That's okay. I'd love it. Thanks.
Karen, where are you appearing soon? Hopefully you're going to be doing a couple shows here and there, right?
Yes, actually. In L.A., I'll be in Pechanga in January, and like I said, New Year's Eve, I'm in Pennsylvania around Mechanicsburg. I'm not sure where. That would be smart for me to know, but it'll be on Facebook. And let's see what else. I just got done with Atlantic City, which is what my I wrote an article. I write for Haunted Magazine, and I put a funny article about Atlantic City in there because it's so awful.
Are you saying that Atlantic City may, in fact, be the seventh circle of hell?
But it's really hard. It must be really hard being a ghost there because the locals are so scary. You'd have to give up after a while. You have no edge. But, you know, it's so funny because I stay in – when we stay there, we stay in the building that Nucky Thompson actually lived in, the Ritz, if anybody watches Boardwalk Empire. It's that same building. And a lot of times they turned it into condos, but they there's so many – I know, and there's so many suicides in that building. And even when I'm in there, I can't stay in there too long because I get depressed. And it doesn't seem like – it seems like as much as you sage or Palo Santo or just do all these cleansing things, man, you just come back and it's still just a weird energy. There isn't really any way to get rid of something in a whole building, is there?
Well, there is, but you'd have to have access to the building. Some people would use certain types of sigil magic or, you know, basically drawing pictographs that have meaning and then burning that to release that energy. You can do it, but it would take an extreme amount of energy and time put into the sigil in order for that to work, I think, effectively. So my thing would be if you go into a spot, you've been doing the Palo Santo, you've been doing you know, other things. I think Dragon's Blood is usually a much better one for sanctifying an area like that, or even frankincense. But just anointing some of the walls with the frankincense oil or with Dragon's Blood oil or even just a basic holy oil that you can make at home, I think that'll help a little bit more because some of that helps the ick to disperse. Yeah, disperse. And that was a terrible word there. It's not even a real word. Disperse. a little easier. So the homemade blessing oil is just basically take pure virgin olive oil, add in a little bit of kosher salt or sea salt, a little bay leaf and a little bit of rosemary, shake it up, let it sit for about a day or two, and there you go. You've got yourself a anointing oil that's meant to banish negativity. So you can put that on some of the doors, some of the windows, the mirrors, and you do the sign of the cross or do a pentagram or whatever you're comfortable with from your belief system. You know, it's something that's real easy to do. It's actually something I get through TSA, which is surprising because most things honestly, they see a vial of liquid and they're like, what is this crazy guy doing? But most of the time, that ends up making it before my Palo Santo or my Dragon's Blood does. So there you go.
Oh, that's interesting because I always have the I have one of those Zoom recorders and it looks like a taser. So they always pull that out before any liquids. But that's interesting. And that would be what you'd bring to hotel rooms too.
Absolutely. That's usually what I do for the hotel rooms I stay in or if I'm going to be visiting other people's homes, just as a backup, because you can't bring everything with you. And a lot of it is intention. So you don't necessarily need the tools. But if you're just getting into this, the tools really help to focus your energy. Plus, historically, I mean, knowing that really early on in our written history, people use these gemstones, these herbs, as a means to heal or to do these things, I have to give credence to that because obviously there's a reason why they were doing that. There's a reason why it's been a consistent thing. If you track all the various religions, whether they had any ties together or not, it's almost consistent across the board what these things were used for. So I feel like it's all in the history books, so may as well use it for what it's worth. So, yeah, I like having the oil on board just in case. It's a nice backup, you know.
Yeah, and you were explaining how when you use, I took your class, your spiritual protection class, which was just wonderful. And I loved the explanation. It was so good. I love your explanation about why you would use natural beeswax candles.
Well, yeah, to me, again, the more close to the origin something is, the better it is. Now, bees go, they collect the pollen from all these different flowers and trees. All these different flowers and trees have their own properties to them. They bring that back, and they form this beautiful wax, which also includes all of the energy that's been saturated into it from the bees. So it's just a more positive, natural thing. And historically, wax figurines were used a lot for effigies or to do certain things, to remove certain entities, for curing headaches, everything. I mean, it was always used for helping people with these sort of magical modalities. So I think it's great. If you can stay natural, stay natural. Karen, I did just get another phone call in, so I'm curious to try this out. So,
sure.
Now I got two calls from the same number. Wow, this is going good. Hey, everybody, thank you. This is great. Karen, can I put you on hold? Is that okay?
You sure can. Absolutely.
All right, I'm going to put Karen on hold, and I'm going to head and jump over to the first caller. And this is the Paranormal Helpline. I'm Tom. How's it going?
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing tonight?
Fantastic. Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Rusty.
Oh, Rusty. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, doing good. Hey, you have a paranormal story I'd like to tell you about?
Absolutely. Love to hear it.
Well, let's see. I work on a farm, and I heard a noise coming from my attic. And, I've got the old flashlight. I went up there, and I kept hearing this noise start startling me and my dogs. So I go up to there, and I look through all the caverns and all that stuff. And then I keep hearing this noise, and I come in closer. And by the time I got there, this noise was coming right at me. And I opened the door, and it said, "Hi, Billy Mays here with Mighty Putty."
Well, that was a wonderful crank call. Billy, it's funny. I worked on a I work at a company in production, television production, and the company we did do was we did the show Pitchmen. So it's funny. I met Billy Mays. He's actually he was a really nice guy. Very sad that he passed. So that's no joke. But I do appreciate humor on the show. So thank you for bringing that little levity to the show there. We got another couple callers calling in. Let me go ahead and take the next one. Okay, you're on with the Paranormal Helpline. How's it going?
Hey, how's it going? I'm happy to be on the show. Thanks for having me on. I just wanted to talk about an event which happened to me recently. A year ago, I guess, recent enough. And one of my best friends actually passed in a tragic accident a couple years back. And I went to the I've been to the site a couple times where he passed. And every time I go, it's this very deep connection that I get, this very profound feeling that I get of, sorrow and grief. And I guess all those emotions mix. And a couple times I felt something in those areas around the place where he crashed. And one of the times I went by there, I stopped on the side of the road because the feeling was very, very intense inside of me. And it was very... undescribable. It's like the feeling you get before it's almost like the feeling you get before either having a fight or getting your first interaction with a girl. I guess you could describe it like a mix of those things, like just very intense feeling.
Yeah.
And so I went into the area, and I just sort of let my feelings guide me at that point. So I continued walking. I just walked sort of towards the area. It was a bit in the brush, so I continued going. I walked into the brush a little bit. I started scattering through leaves and scattering through some bush. And obviously the ground is pretty wet, so my feet were kind of, getting heavy. And my back was getting heavy. I was feeling pretty down. And finally, I get to the I get past a couple of these trees, and I get to this small valley across the land. And when I look into the valley, all of a sudden my mouth just I can't say anything. It's as if someone put something over my mouth, and next thing I know, Shrek's filling my asshole with onions, and he just starts raping me. And then he just doesn't stop, and he just...
Well, and there was that one. So another fun caller. Apparently these guys are hanging out together. I'm going to go ahead and not answer the next phone call from the number one. I'm going to go back to Karen. Karen, what do you think about Shrek's anus there? That was interesting.
That didn't even make any sense. That's a very weird attempt at humor.
Well, you're a comedian, so you are the expert in this. I can't say that I'm the expert in comedy.
Yeah, I have a hard time with that. I don't know when it got funny and when it just got weird. Yeah, I think we used a little two steps short of funny on that. But that's, you know, I don't know. I knew when he started, I thought that was two odd feelings he mixed together on that. But,
yeah.
You know, what the heck? You never know. You know,
well, I'm never one to not let people share their experiences. There does come a point where I gotta cut it off. Maybe other hosts let people get away with it. I don't know. But yeah, well, not the kind of callers I expected, but you know, it's gonna happen. That's what happens with live radio, folks. Just the way it goes down.
Yeah, that's really that is very bizarre. That would not have been what I expected on the first night, but you never know.
I would say with the Shrek thing, make sure that you carry your butt plug when you go on those kind of investigations. however, in general, you know, don't do drugs, kids. Don't do drugs. But Karen, thank you for being a saving grace tonight. That first caller was amazing too. This is fun. Now, did you you said you had another question before we went to a break a while back? Let me jump back. Is there something you wanted to ask?
Yes, we had, because I'm always concerned, because you know my friend is an animal communicator, and we mm-hmm. work together a lot, and she had a cousin that I think, I know, this is just filled with questions. I know you don't work on cases between, what is it, Thanksgiving, and there's a certain time where you say the energy just isn't right.
Yeah, generally I don't do any ritual work or investigations between Thanksgiving and the first of the year.
Yeah, and I think she didn't catch that time, but she had had she had moved into a farm that had something going on, and the problem, she had all these cats and dogs that lived together all for 2 years very well, and then she came home and the dogs had eaten the cat, or they had killed the cat. And my friend that was the animal communicator, she said that the dogs didn't know what was going on. They felt like all of a sudden there was so much commotion and confusion, and then the cat said it was put in the air or whatever. You know what I mean? In other words, what is with animals? Are there specific things that will attack animals, or do things not see them different as humans? Or if something was that evil, was it just going with what was there?
I think sometimes it just depends on whatever the easiest source of energy is or whatever the easiest thing to attack is. That's what I found in my experience. We've had a couple of the cases, especially this time of year. We had one case I worked where somebody was under severe oppression / possession, and there were two animals that died from mysterious causes in that time period. And I'm not going to say who the investigators were, but I mean, at that time, I believe it really had a lot to do with the fact that there was the easiest target for this entity to come through was to kind of make its point through those animals, which is, you know, something I have to worry about too, because we have our pets here. So I'm very cautious with the cases I do, just because I want to make sure that I'm keeping them safe as well as my family safe.
Right. Because, yeah, I did have something that actually, oddly enough, on all the investigations I've been on, the thing didn't follow me home. It followed somebody to my house, and it was at a different place I lived. And the house was so active and had so much energy in there that whatever this thing was, it decided to stay, and it made Courage very, very, very ill. So it's hard. So animals actually can be possessed just like people.
Yeah, absolutely. I've seen that a couple times. Partial possession, not pure possession, but I have seen animals go under briefly from entities, and then, you know, once it's out, it's taken a toll on the animal. The animal tends to be very lethargic and tired. So, in my experience, I have seen that, and I do believe that's a possibility. I have another phone call coming in from a 559 number, so this is Fresno. So do you mind if I hit this?
No, hit that.
All right. Thanks, Karen. One second. And you are live on the air with the Paranormal Helpline. Well, try that again.
Tommy.
Yeah, all right. Now you're live on air with the Paranormal Helpline.
Well, hello, Mr. Tommy. I don't have a question.
Oh,
this
Chrissy,
is Chrissy and
I know
Chad
who this
from Fresno.
I love. Well, you know, this phone call much better than the last couple that we've gotten. So I'm very thankful.
We kind of figured we'd give you guys a shout out and let you know that people are really listening.
Oh, I appreciate that. Now, Chad and Chrissy up there in Fresno, doing the good work with 11th Hour Paranormal, and you guys, Chad's got two books out. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
I'm all about plugging my friends.
Yeah, I have Paranormal Dictionary just came out. So, yeah, he just finished that one, and it just came out on Amazon.
Great. He really did his research on that, and it's I'm glad to see it out. Hopefully it's a place where everybody can turn to find, you know, information if they hear a big word that nobody understands. That's a good place to go because Chad's found some really obscure words that I would have never thought would be ever published again.
Right. Oh, my gosh. He did so much research on it. He spent more than a year researching it, and he just delved into it. Sometimes so much it got irritating. Would you pull your head out of that computer, please?
I get that, too, from Jim once in a while. I kind of get a little obsessed with it. But, you know, that's good. I mean, we're dedicated, right? I mean, that's what that means.
Mm-hmm. Totally dedicated, you know? And it's all about education. That we're so serious about education and helping anybody. You know, if just one person picks up the book and looks for a word and is able to find something to explain a reason for something that's going on to help, that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, that's all of our, hopefully it's everybody's goal is to teach and to share as opposed to get on television and to feed ego. That's the goal. Not
correct.
The case,
correct.
But it's the goal.
Correct. We just want to share every bit of knowledge that we possibly can and help people, you know. So
yeah,
sometimes we've found that people are too afraid to ask others, and they go and look for resources and books, and so why not help? And if Chad has the gift to be able to put words to paper, then do it.
Well, he's a lot better than I was. I've been working on my book for 7 years now, never finished it. So,
well, I couldn't even begin to do it. I don't have that kind of patience.
Yeah. That's why I ended up doing the radio show instead. It was when Rob offered this to me, I'm like, oh, I'd much rather do this than I would write a book because it's just not
right.
It's just not my thing. And you're either. You know, it's very specific people do that.
Right. It's often the ones who are real quiet, and he tends to be real quiet.
It's always the quiet ones you got to look out for.
I know. They're the scary ones, I'm telling you.
But Chad's,
but
Chad's
I wanted
a
to...
lovable, quiet person, you know?
Well, we just wanted to say howdy to you guys. Huh?
Am I making him blush?
Oh, I don't know. Let me look at him. Are you blushing, Chad? He says no. He's a Marine. He don't blush.
Well, thank you guys so much for the love, and thanks for calling. I appreciate it. It's, you know, it's the first episode, so I had that first episode jitters going on.
Well, you're doing great, and we're here for you, supporting you 100%.
Well, thanks. Maybe you know, the next time we do this or very soon after, we'll get you guys on, talk more about the books and stuff and about what you guys are doing.
No problem. Oh, that'd be great. No problem. We're here for you. And hi, Jen. I'm here. Hello. I miss you.
Well, she's listening downstairs, so I'm sure she'll say hello back. But all right. Well, I'm gonna let you guys go about your evening. Have a great holiday, and miss you guys. Hopefully, we'll see you soon.
All right. Take care. Happy holidays.
All right. Happy holidays. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Ah, Chad and Chrissy from 11th Hour, and Karen, I put you back on again.
Well, that's cool. I just wanted to say I can make a Marine blush.
I could go into detail and ask how, but I just got a feeling it's probably best not to. I've got a couple minutes left, and I've got one other caller that I'm going to reach out to.
Super.
If that's okay, Karen.
Absolutely.
All right, so let me,
it's been blessed.
before I go, I just want to have you. Can you give people your website so that they can get in contact with you or find you, whether it's for the comedy or for the amazing tarot readings you do, because you do amazing tarot readings?
Oh, thanks. Yeah, if they go to KarenRonkowski.com, they can find me on all those things. It's all under one umbrella. But thanks, Tom. Thanks for the plug.
Absolutely. We're all here to help, and just happy to know you. And you've been able to – you've helped us out so much with your gift and just being a good friend. So I'm very happy to share the information with other people. She is fantastic, and she is somebody that if you go to for a reading, she has your best interest at heart, everybody. So I'm just going to put that out there.
Oh, super. Thanks, Tom. And it's a great show. So I'll let you go now. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Karen. I appreciate you calling in.
Okay. Bye, dude.
Bye. All right. One more caller, and then we're going to call it quits for the evening. You are live with the Paranormal Helpline.
Hey, Tom. It's John from Northern California.
Hi, John. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to call and say thank you to you and your team there for helping us with our home in problem that we had here. And on the behalf of me and my wife, I'd just like to thank you and your wife and the other guy that you work with. I don't know his name, but you guys advised my wife, and things, the weird things that were going on here got better. And
oh, thank you.
I'm not much into it, so I don't know how to describe it all, but I did want to call and thank you guys.
God, that means so much. Thank you so much for calling in. I know it's hard to keep up with all the people we talk to after the fact, so I'm really glad you called in, because my first priority is to make sure we're doing this right. We're not leaving people with problems. You know, we're really trying to help people out. You know, we don't charge for anything we do. We try to send stuff out to people to help out. So I really appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule to call in and say that. It means a lot to me.
And you guys instructed her on what to do, and she followed your steps step by step, and it just was nothing short of amazing.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, it's hard because not everybody is going to take all the advice, so it's great to hear that when you guys followed everything, it worked out to help calm things down, and that's exactly what we're hoping to do. It's great.
Did.
Thank you guys so much. I mean, that's awesome. I'm so happy to hear that. So now you're going into the holiday. Hopefully things are nice and calm.
Yeah, definitely.
Great. Well, thanks, John. I'm going to have to end the show now, but thank you so much again for calling in. Send your best to your
great
wife. Send our best to your wife, should say. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Well, everyone, we've got 30 seconds left. This was the first episode of the Paranormal Helpline, and although there were some ups and downs, it was mostly ups. I'm very thankful and blessed to be here. Thank you, Rob and LifeParanormal.com, for bringing me in, for having me do this show with you guys. And thank you to all of you out there who've listened, and thanks more to you people that called in. I really appreciate it. You guys made this such a memorable experience. And I'll be here every other Sunday, but the Sunday after. You'll hear from me again, and we'll be able to get things rolling, answer some more questions. So if any of you have questions or want to think of questions in the break, come back and share them with us. Love to hear your stories, and I'll take the good, bad, and the ugly, as you all heard tonight. Anyway, thank you again, and we'll see you guys next week on the Paranormal Helpline. For more information, go to www.paranormalconsultationnetwork.org. Thank you.